Hi, and welcome to Let It Off Your Chest podcast with Daniel. Here, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, and stories, and I believe you're going to enjoy them. Let's go!
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another Friday. It's another Friday in the month of March 2023, and today, the first guest of the year is with us. We have a regular voice. I've said a regular face, but you can't see his face. So I'll say a regular voice. He has been on the podcast 3 different times. Twice as a guest on the My Friends on a Share series, and once for a group episode. Boys and girls, let's welcome Sonny Jacob.
Woo!
Woo!
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Sonny is the creative director and co-founder of Cobbs and Son. Cobbs and Son is a fashion brand. Sonny, welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm fine.
Yeah. So, the first time I heard the name Cobbs and Son, because I know you already figured out what it was, I'm like, this is a very, very smart choice. But there are obviously people out there who might have seen the name, heard the name on social media, and not been able to figure out what it means or how you were able to come with that name. So can you just break down the name?
Okay. So let me start with the background story of the name.
Yeah.
So I posted on my WhatsApp two years ago, so, and I was like, I want to start up a brand and people help me with brand names and stuff like that. Yeah. So I put it on my WhatsApp, people just give me ideas on brand names. People started giving me weird suggestions and good suggestions too. So a friend of mine who is now my co-founder, Chigo Benjamin, so he was like, why don't you use Cobbs? I'm like, Cobbs? I'm like, nah. Then he came later that evening. I'm like, guy, think about it and stuff. Like, I think he was what actually said the entire food. He just said Cobbs Son. So I was all actually now saying, okay, Cobbs and Son. Then we're like, I was still skeptical about it. So I sent it to Shalom Zebo to do the design and everything. And Shalom was like, oh, so I sent Shalom 2 names. The first one was Stars Collection. And the first one was Stars Collection, the second was Cobbs and Son.
Yeah.
And Shalom was like, what the heck is Stars Collection? I'm like, that's what Stars do, man. Stars Collection. It's not going to touch the design for that Stars collection. Like, it's just going to be Cobbs and Son because the name sounds so cool and sounds like a foreign brand.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished his design and I'm like, my God, this is it. So that's how I like it. So the name is like, actually my name is Sonny Jacob. So if you get Sonny Jacob.
Cobbs from the Jacob and Son from the Sonny. And in the middle, so Cobbs and Son. It really shows what I really like about the name is the individuality. It shows that this is this person's brand. Because for most brands, I believe for most brands, it's usually the names of people. We have Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari, we have Lamborghini, he's from Lamborghini, that's his name. And then now Cobbs and Son, you're able to identify who is behind this brand. I think that's one thing that I like about it. And so before we even go up and start talking about what Cobbs and Son is doing now and what you're going to be doing soon, I think it's right for us to take a couple of steps back. Let's take a couple of steps back and see the past. Yeah. Sonny is a close friend of mine, and we've been friends for over a decade. And one of the perks of that friendship is that you get to hear crazy things from Sonny. You get to hear, I remember growing up, Sonny always said this thing, I just rule the world. And whenever someone was like, oh God, not again. Not again. Can we rest? Sonny was always sharing crazy ideas. Then I'm like, how exactly does this guy want to actualize these ideas? So, right now, I'd like you to share with us how that word got stuck to you, that sentence rather, ideas rule the world. How did it get stuck to you? What, where did you hear it from? And what does that, what does it mean to you?
Okay, I can't remember the year, but I know that I was listening to Sam Adeyemi or Silverbed.
Mm.
You guys remember Silverbed? So I was listening to Sam Adeyemi or Silverbed, and he was talking about ideas, and he kept talking about ideas and stuff like that. Yeah, so he mentioned that he had a book called Ideas Rule the World. I'm like, I wish that I was young, but there was so much in my book. I was like, I wish I could just get this book. So one particular day, I was cleaning the house. I'm telling you, TJ. I was cleaning the house, and I saw that book. I read the word. I'm like, who brought this book to this house? And I read that book. Like, yeah. I read that book back to back.
Mm.
And, like, he was talking that, in the book, he was talking about how ideas were the world, like how Google started, how Facebook started. So just from one person had this idea, and he decided to pursue that idea and stuff like that. So I was like, I want to also have ideas that I can chase and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the phase started. So I met my friends and I started telling them ideas with the world. And I think at that time, everybody knew me and they knew that statement.
As an idea. So you were also the idea man.
Exactly. Because I was after it, man. Yeah. Like I was living, like I read the book to the point where I could recite some things there. So that's how it was.
Yeah, and I know that you have done a number of things. There was a point where you were focused on photography. There was a point where you were into some kind of serious, you do serious business, but I don't know if you understand, because I do not have the right words to use now. Serious business, like business. And from that young age, I mean, we're not old. I'm not an old person. But from
that, I'm just joking.
Well, yeah, we're still young, but then we were younger. Looking back then, it was evident that Sonny is going to be the business-minded person. How did that form certain decisions that you made? And like every business, or like every business person, there are times where, were there times where you had ideas and you were not able to pursue them, you were not able to actualize those ideas?
Yes. So I remember the first time I called, twice actually, but the first time I called my guys and I was like, guys, I have this idea. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, not again.
We were always,
I'm like, this one hits. And stuff like that. And so we all came to church on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And we all discussed about the idea. And we decided to talk to a friend of ours that he was doing well in his business and stuff like that. And I think he was the first person that won a grant of I think it was 7 million at that time.
Yeah.
So we're like, this guy's, in my mind, I was like, this guy's going to give us the vibe we need, like, he's going to give us the entire push and everything.
Mm.
So we met with him. At that time, we were all young. We were all still in secondary school.
Yeah.
At that time. So, and he was like, see, honestly, that to run a business is not, and I understand where he was coming from. He was like, it's not a joking store, that we should just focus on school. And me, I didn't want to focus on school. I wanted to do the next big thing because I've heard so much about people building the next big thing. And I wanted to do that same thing. I wanted to build the next big thing from a very early age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so after that, after talking to him, honestly, I felt discouraged. I was like, okay, let's focus on school. And I had another idea. At one time, that one was actually going well. Then I don't know if you remember. So I called Daniel. Daniel was part of the team actually at that time. So I called Daniel, and we're all like four or five. So we're all together, and we bought out the name of the company. We did so many stuff. I think that was supposed to be for instrumentalists. I don't know if you can remember.
Yeah.
That was like the second idea. Because what I was trying to do something for instrumentalists to make them earn more money.
Yes, and stuff like that.
And X just crashed. So I've actually labeled us with certain stuff to actually bring it into the realization, but it didn't work. But that didn't stop me.
Mm.
Because what I did was, most of the things I wanted to build when I was like 15, 14, 16. So I actually wrote all of them down in a book. And what I'm currently doing now is, me and my partner, we're currently building every single day on that book.
Yeah. From way back.
From way back to like when we're like 16, 17, or 15. So we take it one step at a time. So yeah, I was discouraged. Yeah, plenty of ideas failed. Like everybody in my circle knew that I was always taking about one idea or the other.
Yes.
And I didn't achieve any of them at that time. But look at where we are now. So.
Okay. So you said something like that. You didn't achieve any of them. So at any idea at that time. So what do you think, or what do you, looking back at where you're coming from and where you currently are now, what are the things that you would say were factors that hindered you from actualizing those ideas then?
Okay. I think the first thing is that I didn't have the right knowledge. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what the next thing is when you have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you have an idea, when you talk to one or two people and stuff like that. Like, it's not like now where, if you have an idea, you can probably, people tell you, start small, do it like this,
mm-hmm.
or try and see if you can just get into Y Combinator, pitch your ideas to people, or apply for Tony, stuff like that. At that time, there was nothing like that. It was more like you have an idea. Like, there was no roadmap for me. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody to look up to say, there were people to look up to, but they were not opening up as much as they should.
Okay.
So it was more like we had ideas, but we didn't know what to do with those ideas.
Yes.
So that's like the number one hindrance I had. Like, I didn't know what to do after I had those ideas.
Okay. If you've listened, you've already heard Sonny mention, talk to these guys. And I've also said this too on the podcast a lot of times, that community is very, very important. And we are part of a large community. I mean, we have different groups of friends who make up a bigger community. And from what I've seen, not just as an outsider, I mean, as an insider in Cubs and Son, is that community is at the very core of Cubs and Son. And it was last year, I was in school at some point last year, and I think I saw like 2-3 people wearing a shirt with the inscription, "A Vibe Called Blessed." I was like, what is Sonny trying to do? What message is Sonny trying to push with this inscription? And because this episode we're currently having now is something that I should have done like last year, but things came in between and we're not able to do that, or I'm able to do that now. So what did you try to achieve? What was the plan with "A Vibe Called Blessed"?
So Cops has not said that it's a vibe. Out of it, like, I was kind of frustrated in the sense of I was doing so many things and it seemed like nothing was working.
Right.
And yet, like, I was at that time I was doing photography, I was doing a whole lot of things, and it just didn't sit right with me. I tried like chasing my dreams, which is the idea that I had, but it wasn't working. So I just said, don't do anything that comes my way. And it wasn't working. So as I said, like, I said, three shirts, and from the shirts, said, like, thinking of doing the brand and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it started as a vibe before it became a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to portray the picture of a vibe called bless, something that starts as a vibe that is now a blessing. So I wanted to share, a journey. So I wanted to share stories of people that actually started their career as a vibe. Like, I'm just doing this because I don't know. You get them, just do it. And now it's a blessing to them. And it's a blessing to people around them. So I wanted to share those stories. And there's one thing we say at Cops and Son, which is we spotlight go get our stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to use a vibe that's now a blessing to spotlight the stories of go getters. So go getters basically are people that trying to chase their dreams and stuff like that. So that's how it started. So a vibe. Something that you vibe, a blessing. So you vibe called
yes. Yes. I think I can relate so much to that because, I mean, I started this podcast because I just wanted to do something that people say, Daniel is doing this thing, and I was not really at the time. I was not really focused on how many people are going to listen to it after a year. How many people are going to listen to it after 2 years? I didn't even think I was going to. Should be doing podcasting after 2 years, but by June this year, we'll be going to the third year as part of the podcast. And at different times, people always said, this episode you've done has been a blessing to me. This thing you said was as if you came into my mind and I needed to hear that thing. So I relate so much with a vibe called Blessed Movement. It's something that I'm like, yes, this thing I started to help myself, but now it has helped lots and lots of people. Let's go on the funny side. Now that I'm saying funny side, it's not making me feel bad, like, because I'm part of what I want to see. You did not attend in Nigeria. You didn't pursue tertiary education at all. But why Nigeria? So let's narrow it down to Nigeria. Do you think, looking back now, do you think it's an experience that you might have missed out on?
No, I didn't miss out on any experience at all, because honestly, I don't like the way the Nigerian university is.
Mm.
And I knew that at that time there wasn't money, because at that time I was like trying to travel out to study. And I went for, I forgot this thing they do where like the white guys come to Nigeria, they go to a hotel, then they ask you to come, like they will share you their school handout and stuff. I saw school fees of $21,000, my brother and sisters. And I was like, so my plan was I was going to come apply for scholarship and write the exam. As I saw the school fees, so I think the school fees were like for something, but if you pass the scholarship, they'll give you half.
Wow. And everything.
I'm like, how am I going to go home? Even if you have, I need to go home and tell my mom that I need $21,000 for school fees. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to attend a Nigerian university, because I just knew that place wasn't for me. I'm talking about my own personal experience, right?
Yeah.
I just knew that place wasn't for me.
Mm.
And that's what happened. So I summoned up the courage to tell my mom that, I don't want to go to a Nigerian university.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does not mean I don't want to go to school at all. It does not mean, come on. I have, I'm currently a certified cloud practitioner.
Woo-hoo.
I did courses on screen bar. I'm a front-end developer. You get, like, I do stuff that I have certificates on.
Yes.
So, but like, carrying my two legs to go to Yabate, honestly, it's not like I'm the happy people that do that. This is just my own personal experience.
Yeah.
I just know that place isn't for me. So,
what? Even as a student in the Nigerian educational system, I won't lie to you. People have heard me complain multiple times on the podcast. It's not a funny experience at all. And I honestly cannot wait for next year to come and I'll be done with it. I'm not even thinking of doing masters. I'm not thinking, once I collect my bachelor's in engineering, I say, mommy, see, we made it. We're done. And if I'm going to practice as an engineer, fine. If I'm not going to practice as an engineer, fine. But it's the reality that we currently face. The system is in shambles and it's not conducive. It's not conducive at all for anybody. Now let's come back to Cubs and Son. Now we have looked at how you started with ideas rule the world, how those ideas, you came up with certain ideas, and how the things that you are doing currently today are things that you had written a long time ago. What is in store for Cubs and Son?
So we have a lot of things. First of all, we just got a big space.
I did not want to say this by myself. Like, I was waiting for you to say this.
Let's just say like a 6-bed, 7-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So we have got a big space. We're currently, there's a lot of things here that I don't mention now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We also will be having a tour. We see a whole lot of things.
Right.
We have like, in our space, we have like a small co-working hall where you can just come and just like, just express your creativity. There's a lot.
And the idea of this episode is not just to bring Sonny here and he shares the story. I mean, I've seen a lot of his designs. And by the way, Sonny, your recent designs. I think I was showing my sister on Friday. Like, how many of these designs are fire out? And the beautiful thing is, they are very, very pocket friendly compared to, and this is in no way, I'm in no way throwing shades to designer brands out there. But if you bring Cubs and Sun and designer brands side by side, you really, really will see no difference. It's the same quality, if not better quality than the ones you spend hundreds of thousands of naira on. So, I'm not doing this because Sunny is here. I'm not doing this because Sunny is my friend. This is tested and trusted. I have gotten shirts from Cubs and Sun. People have gotten hoodies, joggers, cargo pants, whatever it is, face caps, anything, any clothing item. Yeah? Any clothing item, skirts, anything you think you would like to wear, contact Cubs and Sun today. And
please,
I would drop a contact, something that people can reach you with. What are your social media handles?
So, IG Cubs and Sun, Twitter Cubs and Sun.
Yeah.
So just send us a message.
So Cubs, COBS, and the symbol and.
Or you can just write the and.
Yeah, just like once you just write Cubs and Sun, anyhow you write it on social media, you'll see Cubs and Sun there, and get in touch. Get stuff, and you might just become the new vibe called Blessed.
I think I like that.
You might just become the new vibe called Blessed. Sonny, I would like to thank you for making time out to do this. I really, really, really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so final words for people.
So first is ideas are they're good, but yeah. Executions are better.
Mm.
That's one.
Mm.
Secondly, keep with friends. Like, they help you throughout your entire life. So, right now is the time to start. Just keep with friends. They just need it like that.
Keep good friends. Ideas are good, execution is better. Keep good friends. Those are the words of Sunny Jacob. Thank you once for coming on the podcast. Thank you once again for coming and joining us and sharing the story behind Cubs and Sun. And we wish Cubs and Sun well. Cubs and Sun is going to grow. We're going to be here to do amazing things this year, and hopefully we have you back again soon. And by the time you come back, we'll be sharing bigger stuff.
Yes.
We definitely will be sharing bigger stuff. Well, thank you for listening. This is 23 minutes. Wow, this is the longest episode for this year. So far, there may be longer episodes later in the year. So you hear from me again, beautiful people, next Friday. Ciao.